All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here with you on this Sunday evening. Our special guest is Mark Glenn. I must remind you folks to check out Mark's website at theuglytruth.wordpress.com. And I would be remiss in not mentioning the website of American Free Press at americanfreepress.net. And check out the Barnes Review website at barnesreview.com. And if you're so inspired, check out michaelcollinspiper.com. At any rate, you know, as I was sitting here during the break, you know, I'm thinking about the Jewish Defense League and the Anti-Defamation League, you know, and keeping in mind that both of these organizations are tied up very closely with the Mossad, which, of course, is a murderous and slimy organization, which amazingly enough, many Americans seem to admire. They always say, oh, those Israelis are tough. Well, they're secretive, not tough, folks. They're secretive, but not tough. Remember that. They are bullies, that's for sure. They are violent, but they're not any tougher than anybody else. They're just sneakier. But you know, some years ago, you'll recall, there was an international arms dealer, or he was an arms creator. He built the famed super gun for the Iraqis. His name was Gerald Bull. He was an American citizen who became a Canadian, or vice versa, I forget which. And he ran afoul for some reason, I can't remember the details of which, with the United States government, and he was in fact later murdered by the Mossad. And there's a movie about Gerald Bull entitled Super Gun, starring Frank Langella, and I would recommend that you might see it. But a late friend of mine, William J. Gill, very interesting author, international correspondent, very well-connected individual. He was a friend of mine, and he had done some work representing Gerald Bull in Washington when Bull was trying to work out his problems with the Justice Department. It had to do with importing arms parts or something like that. But at any rate, I was having dinner with Bill and his wife, very interesting lady herself, the Countess von Podewils, the goddaughter of Pope Pius XII, incidentally, having dinner with them one evening. Pardon me for name-dropping there, folks, but they're interesting people. And I was sitting in a chair, and Bill said to me, he says, you know, Gerald was here in Washington. He had dinner here with us one evening. In fact, he was sitting in the very chair that you're sitting in. And it sent a chill down my spine because I realized, literally, I was sitting in the chair of someone who was later murdered by the Mossad. And as I have mentioned publicly, although I kept quiet about it for a long, long time, although talked to privately with many people about it, my own apartments in Washington, D.C. were both entered surreptitiously. No, they were not burglaries. I've gone into the details about it, explaining why they weren't burglaries. But these were surreptitious entries into my apartment to let me know that the people who had entered the apartment knew precisely where I lived and they could get in at any time they wanted. And I'm here to tell you, folks, if you've ever been robbed, it's a very chilling thing to know that someone's broken into your home. But to know that someone has broken into your home just to let you know that they know where you are, that's even more frightening. And I'm here to tell you, it was not the Jesuits. It was not the Vatican. It was not the Nazis. It wasn't Hitler's agents who entered my home. It was somebody from the Mossad or from the Anti-Defamation League, somebody representing Jewish interests. They do threaten us, folks. They do threaten us, and they threatened Mark Glenn just today. We're going to talk more about this when we come back. And apologies to Mark for occupying this introductory time here. Ask you not to read between the lines.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. a complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We do have Mark Glenn aboard here, although I occupied the last 5 minutes or so. We'll get back to Mark in a second. Over the break, we received a call from one of our listeners who said that the reason why the FBI doesn't go after these Jewish organizations is because FBI Director Robert Mueller is Jewish. I do not believe that to be the case. I have never seen any evidence that he is, but whether he is or he isn't doesn't really matter because of the bottom line. The bottom line is that we have so much tremendous Jewish political power in America that the hands of the FBI in many respects are often tied. And even good people in the FBI and the Justice Department and elsewhere are hesitant to move. I can give you one real quick example here, which I think is worth mentioning. About 10 years ago, an individual attempted to hire someone, a homeless person on Capitol Hill, to murder Willis Cardo, the publisher of the Barnes Review and a prime mover behind American Free Press and the Spotlight. Well, you know, having lived on Capitol Hill for many years, I know a lot of the homeless people there. And fortunately, I happen to know this one particular homeless person quite well. And he came to me and told me of the attempt to hire him to kill Willis Cardo. And I knew very well that this guy was not lying to me. And we, at the advice of our attorney, Mark Lane, we contacted the D.C. Police Department. And the good fellows at the D.C. Police Department set up a sting to entrap the person who had tried to hire the hitman, who was not a hitman, he was just a homeless person. And, of course, you know, you can do a street killing in Washington, D.C. and make it look just like a regular old killing, but this would have been a hit. Well, the police went through the motions in all sincerity, but then it turned out, as we subsequently found out, that the person who had hired the hitman to kill Willis Carto was an FBI informant. And at that moment, the police backed off, and we subsequently discovered, even by a very subtle but open admission by the police officer in charge of the investigation, that the FBI had tipped off the person who was hiring the guy for the hit and had basically warned him that he was about to be the subject of a police sting. That's how things really work, folks. Had I not been an acquaintance of the homeless man who was hired for the hit, Willis Carto might have been murdered, and everybody would have said, oh, well, it was just a typical Washington, D.C. street crime. But no, the person who had hired the hitman was an FBI informant, and for all we know, he may have actually been directed in that operation by, shall we say, parties unknown. Anyway, Mark, I hope you're still there. Yeah, I've been chattering and chatting away here.
That's okay. Like I said, I'd rather listen to you than listen to me.
Well, you are taking this to the limit. You are going to the FBI and Homeland Security and demanding.
Yeah, it's my taxes to pay their salaries. They are here to serve me. And I'm going to squeeze whatever I can as an American citizen out of them. And if they don't give it to me, then I'm going to go to my elected officials, and I'm going to make all kinds of noise about this to them. And like I said, you know, politicians, including people who serve the politicians, meaning these law enforcement agencies, they don't like it when, you know, the peasants start getting uppity, when they start making noise. See, because they need the peasants to just, you know, keep quiet, go to work, do your thing, consume, don't make waves, you know, let us just sit back here and do what we do. They don't like it when people start making noise, okay? So, and especially over something like this. We're talking about terrorism originating with a group that has deep ties in the Middle East, okay, at a time when you had this maniac go into a movie theater and gun a bunch of people down, okay? So, you know, Americans, you know, all magic potions, Mike, they have a shelf life. It's only going to last. Even your stiffest belt of whiskey, you know, it's only going to last so long, and then you're going to come back down to planet Earth. And it is like this when it comes to the delusion that the American people are under, their disinterest in Middle East politics. You know, they are getting increasingly interested in Middle East politics because their lives are now wound up intricately with this, the fact that we're fighting these wars, the fact that we are, you know, subjected to all of these humiliating and infuriating processes if we just want to fly from one city to another. So, and, you know, let's face it, like I said, every potion has a shelf life, you know. Even the whole Romney situation, I mean, look what they are, the lengths that they have to go to try to energize his base, okay? I mean, the American people just aren't buying it as easily or as willfully as they have in years past. So, yes, I'm going to take this to the limit. It'll be a good learning experience. I always value any opportunity that I get to deal with the law enforcement community at any level because it gives you, an inside look as to how they do things, okay? And doing that, it helps you, you know, to maneuver a little bit better and to better understand the situation because, let's face it, you know, we're all subject to that piece of machinery. So the better
Well, they're on notice. They're on notice. And I have a pretty good idea that the FBI is probably listening even now. If they're not listening on your telephone, they're listening to RBN, and they know that we're going to be keeping the focus on them and demand full attention.
Of course. Meantime, I mean, this isn't like the situation that happened 2 years ago, Mike, where we had this guy threatening Phil Turney down in California. In this case, we have an email address that is attached to an IP that can be, let's face it, if this guy were a Muslim and if he were making these kinds of threats
We'd have been hearing about it on the news all day long.
Yeah, we would be hearing about it on the news all day long. He would already be in cuffs. So any excuses that the law enforcement community would have, oh, you know, that's a really technical thing and our resources are really tied up right now, that, you know, that wouldn't make any difference whatsoever. But in this case, you know, we have an individual who got into an extended back and forth email discussion with me where his threats just became more and more violent as time went on. Okay, so the fact that he is an admitted member of a designated terrorist organization by the U.S. government and that he has made these threats, that he has an email account that I will be taking down there to these FBI guys and saying, hey, guys, you know, can you trace this? For example, if I were the president and if these threats had been made against me, would you be able to find this guy and lock him up? You could. Okay, you could do that for the president. Would you mind doing that for me?
If he's in Israel, he should be extradited.
Absolutely.
Or wherever he is. He should be brought here to face the music.
Absolutely. And I think, Mike, the most important thing is this. If we, and I don't just mean you and I, but, you know, this one big happy family here that is trying to bring some sanity back to our world, if we're really serious about, you know, taking our world back, then we've got to get down to doing, you know, the unpleasant things, such as what I'm going to be doing tomorrow, which is going and meeting with the FBI and Department of Homeland Security and all the rest of that. You know, we have to make these people understand that we are just as serious about living as they are serious about killing us.
Mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm.
Not just on an individual basis, but as a nation, as a civilization, as a world, okay? And so, you know, it's, you know, I mean, as you pointed out many times, Mike, I mean, these people, 99% of their power is in their bluff, in their
bluster.
That's
right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's their ability.
Although they are capable, although they're full
of course.
Although they're full of bluster and they can scare politicians, they do kill people.
Yes, they do.
They do kill people with free abandon.
Yes, and that's fine, okay? They operate like that.
Hey, they attacked an American ship in the Mediterranean on June 8, 1967 and nearly killed our friend Phil Turney and certainly killed many, many good Americans and wounded so many others. So they're capable of anything.
Yes, but like...
And Mark, let me just say for the record, you know, my father was a firearms enthusiast, and as such, he was actually a federally licensed firearms dealer for many years, mainly as part of a hobby. But he acquired some very nice weapons over the years, including a magnificent 300 Weatherby Magnum. And I would be more than glad to arrange to have that rifle shipped to the mountains of Idaho to be utilized by you or anyone you have designated to defend your little ranch out there.
Well, actually, Mike, as much as I appreciate that, because that Weatherby is a magnificent piece of machinery, the fact of the matter is that we've got as many guns here as we have pine trees. And all of us, you know, down to the chickens and the sheep, are fully conversant on how to use them skillfully. You know, I don't worry about threats like this, Mike, as you don't, because we get so many of them. And if this individual is really stupid enough to show up within my orbit of influence and to threaten me or anybody in my, you know, under my care in that fashion, then I'm going to send him to meet his maker. And I don't mean up north. I mean way down south.
All right. Mark, we have quite a few callers on the line, including Alex from New York, who's been waiting quite patiently. So let's just go ahead and bring up some callers here and see what they have to say.
Yeah.
Is that Alex?
Oh, hello, Mike Piper again. Hello, Mark Glenn.
Hi there. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, it's me. Recently, Alex Jones has made the most Zionist article he ever made.
Alex, we have a break. I hear a break coming up, and we have a very bad connection, so if you could speak up when we come back from the break.
Okay, I will.
All right, folks, we are going to a break, and we are taking some calls. Looking at you. Ask you not to read between the lines.
if you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear. Live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of balance concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com. Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com. Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here with Mark Glenn, and we do have some callers. Right now we have Alex aboard from New York. Alex, go ahead and please speak up.
Oh, I'm sorry, Michael Piper. Hello again.
Yeah, there we go. I can hear
Mark
you now,
Glenn.
Alex. Yeah.
Hello, Mark Glenn. Hello.
Hi there.
God bless you all. Let's see, recently I just get pissed off by what Alex Jones sometimes does. You know why?
Tell me.
Yeah, because he recently wrote, had published one of the most Zionistic articles he has ever had in his entire career.
Well, what was that? Tell us about it.
The article is called Who Really Funded the Black September That Killed Group That Killed the Israeli Olympic Athletes. And it pissed me off because he claimed that the CIA funded Yasser Arafat and the PLO to kill them, and that he funded the movement against Israel. Alex Jones, literally. It pissed me.
Mark.
Well, here's a perfect example, Mike, of what we're talking about. I mean, look, Alex Jones, for better or for worse, represents the biggest voice in our quote-unquote movement, okay? Now, this guy is like a mosquito as far as his backbone goes. I mean, the slightest flick from organized Jewish interests in any direction, and that's which way he goes. He wouldn't expose the truth if literally there was a pile of cash to be made in it the size of Mount Sinai. So, I mean, right there explains some of their hubris, you know, because if they can push somebody like him around, big old Alex, okay?
Yeah, big old brave Alex with his bullhorn.
Yeah, I'm laughing.
Yeah.
I'm laughing.
Bullhorn, all right. If they can push him around, why would they have any compunction about trying to push somebody like Mike Piper around or Alex from New York or Mark Glenn or anybody else? You see, because this is the nature of the bully. He you know, 9 out of 10 kids gives him what he demands on the playground. And he doesn't expect that that 10th kid is going to stand up to him and kick him in the balls. Pardon my French.
Yeah.
You know, Alex, I you heard my reaction when you told me that. I mean, it was kind of like a, I don't know, it was an intake of breath or an outtake of breath, if there's such a thing. But, I mean, you know, what in, you know, it's time for Alex Jones to just sit down and shut up.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm sure. Really, you know what I mean? I mean, I've had my fill of this guy. I mean, I predicted privately a few months ago that he's just going to implode, and I wish it would happen sooner than later, because when I hear this kind of stuff, you know, if Alex Jones wants to talk about some of the Palestinian terrorism, he should look at Abu Nidal. Now, Patrick Seale, a respected British journalist, did a book about Abu Nidal years ago called A Gun for Hire. And that book explains and demonstrates very carefully that Abu Nidal, the great Arab terrorist, was actually being funded by the Israelis.
Mike.
Yeah.
Mike, can I print the article before he deletes it? Because he might hear this.
Go ahead, yeah.
Yeah, there's one more thing. I sometimes think, like, Alex Jones anti-Catholic. And, you know, I'm a very traditional Catholic, extremely. I just feel like I just want to punch that guy. Because he probably will say one day that the Pope placed Hitler in power, and the Pope runs the New World Order, likely will say that. That would piss me off, extremely.
Oh, my.
And that's what the ADO tried to claim, that they did the Holocaust, Catholic Church. And we need to expose the Holocaust. That thing never happened, the Holocaust. Never did. I mean, all the victims the Jews did is a war against Christianity. That's what we're doing. You want to make Christianity look bad? You know, try and hide what they did in the past. In Armenia, Armenia was the first thing they targeted, Armenia. Because all these young theologians in Turkey were Jews in reality from Salonika. You know that, right?
Sorry, what did you just say? I missed the last thing you said.
The first Christian victims of Jewry were the Armenians.
Of course. You know, I mean, this, you know, it just goes, you know, this kind of nonsense that, you know, this is the problem. The problem with
first
Alex Jones.
The Holocaust was the Armenian genocide, the Syriac and Greek one. That was the first one. And it was done by Jews, not Turks.
That's right.
Saul Kamel was a Jew. I mean, he was the son of Shabbatai Zevi.
Pete Papa Heracles just wrote a piece about this in a recent issue of the Barnes Review, the whole Armenian Holocaust and the attempt to exterminate the Greeks by the Jews. This is an ugly history that no one knows about.
It was done by Vrum. I mean, all the young Turks were from Salonika. That's a Jewish city.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, no Jewish prayers. I mean, he went to Jewish school. I mean, he was born there. And he's 7 times. That showed that Mustafa Kemal was Jewish.
Well, let's hear Alex Jones talk about that. I have a feeling that you will not. Alex, listen, I have some other callers, and I have to move on, but
One more thing. There's a strange place where I live. It's called Imperial Autobahn. Write it down. I have paper. It's called Imperial Autobahn, and I believe it's Imperial Auto Mall. I believe it's a Mossad front spying around here.
It could very well be.
It has an Israeli flag, an Israeli guy in it, and it's known out to me as a Mossad front. Right?
Well,
I'll
tell you what, there are a lot of Israeli fronts operating all over America, and maybe if the FBI does its job, they'll start cracking down on them. Alex, thanks for your call. All right, we are going to the break, folks. When we come back, we have Mike in Kentucky. One, if you're there. Open up your eyes so you may see. Ask you not to read between the lines.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, John, you know, we were kind of wondering
what?
We knew you guys were saving stuff and getting ready for something like
yes.
this.
Yes.
So what I'm trying to say...
The answer's no.
Man, I've been your friend for 20 years. We played on the company softball team together.
We simply don't have enough food.
But I'm your friend.
Look, Norbert, I came to you 3 years ago, and you basically called me crazy and walked away.
But...
Sorry.
Bummer.
Folks, they may be rolling their eyes at you now, but they'll be on your front porch when it all hits the fan. So why don't you mosey on over to TexasReady.net and order up a Liberty Seed Bank for you, your shirt-tailed relatives, and all your non-prepping friends. Order your bank at TexasReady.net or call 832-493-1357. That's 832-493-1357. TexasReady.net. Are you Texas ready?
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper. We've got Mark Glenn aboard with us here, and we have some callers. I do want to make one comment, though. You know, in the real world of humanity, when we have garbage, we set it out of the kitchen, and the garbage man takes it away. But in the real world of, or the unreal world of internet giant Alex Jones, Alex Jones is the garbage man who takes the garbage out of the alley or the front driveway and brings it back into the kitchen and scatters it all over the floor. From now on, I am going to refer to Alex Jones as the garbage man, and I hope all of my listeners will do likewise. I know you're out there on the internet. Let's get that name out there, folks. Let us make the term the garbage man fully equated with the name Alex Jones. Mark Glenn, what do you have to say about that? Well, Mark Glenn, are you there? I think we may have lost Mark Glenn. Well, I'm going to say this facetiously. Maybe the JDL got him.
No, you can, I'm here. Sorry about that. What can I say except amen? Amen.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm just so tired of the garbage being spread out all over the kitchen and on the kitchen table and making it impossible for the rest of us to enjoy a banquet of truth.
But that's okay, Mike, because, you know, like your previous caller indicated, people are getting tired of living with the garbage, and they're, you know, they're willing now to get down on their hands and knees and to scoop this stuff up and get it out of their lives themselves if the garbage man won't do it for them. So, like I said, there's a shelf life to everything, especially if it is corrupt, which, of course, Alex Jones, of course, is. So, you know, that's the good news. The good news is that we are moving forward on this, even if it is painfully slow. And one day, even if we don't live to see it, Mike, we are going to be able to declare victory of these people.
We will.
Alex Jones will just be a bad memory.
Absolutely. All right. Well, we have Mike in Kentucky. Mike, you've been very patient. Come aboard.
Yeah, pack rat. You do spring cleaning and clean up all the extra stuff in your house. You know, get rid of the garbage, as you say. And not only does he bring it back in, but he goes around and pilfers other people's stuff and brings it in too. So he's like a pack rat. He's a pack rat. But the Vatican Encyclopedia, the Jewish Encyclopedia from 100 years ago said that the House of Rothschild is the Vatican's treasurer. I think you mentioned something last hour about somebody who shook hands with the Pope rather than bowing and kissing his toe or something. Maybe I'm confusing you with somebody else.
I don't know anything about that. I do know that the Vatican over the years, like many, many people, have allowed allowed the House of Rothschild and so many of their satellites to control their finances. You know, there's the House of Rothschild has operated through so many fronts in so many countries around the world. I mean, if you go down to your local bank, it's entirely possible that it's owned by an affiliate of the Rothschild.
Now, there was recently, in the last couple of years, I think there's some people that studied it and actually diagrammed it or mapped it out. It looks like a ball of yarn.
This is it. I mean, what the Rothschilds have done over the years, and I've written about this, you know, the Rothschilds have financed a lot of powerful families like the Bronfman family. And then the Bronfmans, for example, financed Mortimer Zuckerman, who rose to great influence here in America. He's was president of the Conference of Presidents of American Jewish Organizations and publisher of U.S. News and World Report. And in turn, Mortimer Zuckerman financed the rise of a character by the name of Daniel Snyder, who is now best known as the owner of the Washington Redskins. But he is a guy who basically is the overlord, the controller of the gigantic national mailing list in America of practically every Spanish surnamed person living in the United States, both legal and illegal. So that's to the extent, that's how far the Rothschild family influence goes.
Well, and then, of course, they're in charge of 97% of the phone billing in this country through Amdocs.
Right,
so they
exactly.
Know
it goes
who.
On and on.
Yeah, it goes on and on. People just want to live in denial of this and act like you're some Nazi sympathizer if you bring it up. But like you said last hour, 100 years ago or whatever, the Taft Woodrow Wilson changeover. This is when this was written in the Jewish Encyclopedia that the Rothschilds were the keeper of the Vatican treasure. But one thing I wanted to, on with reference to this mass shooting in Colorado, I stumbled across. I can't remember what I was searching for, but I stumbled across this guy who claims to be a private investigator, and it's called Columbine Family Request, I think is his webpage, and he's got some scanned-in document. Looks to be like an incident report or a police report, and he is saying that the catalyst event that set off Columbine was the arrest of one or both of these boys about 6 weeks prior to the I think it was 6 weeks prior to the shooting, some number of weeks, and they were both one or both of them was raped in the process of this arrest, this incident they call it, and that is what set them off and set them in motion to do this attack. But
that's quite possible. I mean, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of things, you know, that we haven't heard about that event, just like so many other events that take place, that for a variety variety of reasons, the whole story never gets reported because some special interest or another wants to keep it under wraps.
Well,
you know,
that Jewish connection that you mentioned, I mean, I had heard that he was Jewish, but I didn't, you know, they've really kept that quiet that they were actually, you know, acting in revenge against Christians.
Yeah, well, you know, this is the thing. There were, at the time that happened, now, I know for a fact that Dylan Klebold was the descendant, not descendant, his grandparents were from this very influential Jewish family in Columbus.
Man.
But the other guy, the details on that, I don't know the specifics on that, but I do know that about Dylan Klebold. And, of course, that was kept under wraps because it kind of threw rain on the parade. You know, they wanted to make it look like Klebold and his colleague were Nazis when yeah. in fact, you know, and that's why they did it on Hitler's birthday.
Which is opposite of what was actually
just the opposite, yeah.
Just the opposite. And on this FBI intimidation thing, I've received a couple of, three, I think, emails from a local officer who moved up to the FBI. And I had 10 years of audio coming in on my fax line, locking up my fax machine at where I work. And nobody in the phone company could do anything about it until I started trying to have a conversation with a retired Bell Lab scientist, and after about 2 days, he finally said, okay, I know this is bogus, but give me a couple of the phone numbers, and I gave him a few of the phone numbers. It stopped within 2 days. You know, so, I mean, he kept saying it was bogus, 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 but I was getting calls from mostly in Kentucky, but occasionally they would be from other states, and it was the audio of people's phones while they were on the hook. And where else could that come through except the FBI or the Mossad?
Yeah, I mean, this is, you know, this is the whole problem. You know, everybody is worried about their phones being tapped or their this or that. You know, the reality is they have the technology now. They can do it to anybody, anytime, anywhere, anyhow.
Well, it goes back to the late 90s, actually. It was over 10 years that this occurred, and it goes prior to the Patriot Act, and I've talked with several technicians about it. A private investigator said, look, this was somebody intimidating you. That's the only thing you can say. It couldn't have been a glitch.
Hey, well, you know, just as an aside here, you know, back when we had the Jack Abramoff scandal in Washington, the one congressman who did go to jail over the Abramoff scandal, Bob Ney of Ohio, poor little fellow, I think he got into something he didn't know what he was getting into. But one of the things he did for Jack Abramoff was, as chairman of the House committee that oversaw Capitol Hill, the operations of Congress, he turned the cell phone contract for Capitol Hill, at least for, I think, the House of Representatives, maybe, though, for the entire Capitol building, over to an Israeli company. So you know damned well that every telephonic communication by cell phone,
yeah,
from members of Congress to their staffs and members of Congress to the people who are bribing them and everything else, it's all in the hands of the Israelis.
Well, where can we follow this situation that you're talking about tonight with the FBI intimidation that's going on? What web page or?
Well, well, in this particular case, it's really the Jewish Defense League that's going after Mark, and he's taking it to the FBI, and he's demanding that they follow through and make a serious investigation and prosecution. So, Mark, give him that website address again where you have your open letter.
Yeah, anything that has happened, is happening, or will happen, you will find at theuglytruth.wordpress.com.
One more time?
The Ugly Truth, that's all one word, theuglytruth.wordpress.com.
I may have actually run across that. You've had it up for a while, haven't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, there we go. Well, Mike,
right,
I have to move on. I appreciate your call. We have Shelley in Texas.
Hello.
Hey, Shelley, what's going on? I haven't talked to you in a long time.
Oh, my two favorite people. Oh, you brought me, both of you, to RBN. Oh, my goodness. I love you both.
Appreciate it.
And really do. And by the way, I heard from Mark. Happy birthday, Mike. Didn't know recently. And hope that you're having a great birthday and a good trip.
And, yeah, I'm getting some work done. Yeah.
Well, and Mark, good for you with this open letter to the JDL. It's wonderful, really.
Well, thank you. And yeah. Really, honestly, this is what scares the pants off of these people.
Yes. Yeah.
It's when you stand up and you say, no, you're not going to get away with it. And that
and make it open.
Yeah, and make it open. So, I, Mike has been here. He has seen me. I'm a very diminutive man, right? God didn't grace me with a lot of height, right, or an intimidating presence. But, when I get mad, that's just all there is to it. You know, they always say.
I love it.
I remember this in a self-defense course that I took when I was in military police. They said, never intimidate a small man because he will kill you for sure. Because he can't rely on his strength. He can't rely on his girth. So he'll break the leg off of a chair and he'll beat you over the head with it.
Yeah, or something, or use his brains, without violence, which you're doing, I think.
Yeah, and that's what we have got to do. If we really are doing this to take back our country, then there's just no other way. You have got to confront these people. You've got to get in there in the ring with the dragon and don't hack away at his tail or hack away at his toes. You've got to get in there close,
them with fire and everything that they spew.
That's
damn,
right.
I'm
That's
tired
right.
of their lies and their evil. I'm just
yes.
tired of it. Okay, the
well, good for
the
you.
To hell,
That's
to
right.
hell,
means,
oh,
that,
to that hell with the hoax. To hell with it. Mike mentioned that at the beginning of the show. To hell with the hoax, not Holocaust. It is a lie. I'm sick of it. And also, I guess AJ, what, the garbage? The garbage man?
The garbage man. Yeah, that's his name.
Throw out the I never listened to him anyway. Never have. Thank goodness. In a way, I wasn't. I came in kind of late to the so-called truth movement, and I couldn't stand 5 seconds of him. But I don't have to get rid of him. One thing. The reason I called. You had the Ugly Truth. WordPress.com, an article, the Colorado shooter was a camp counselor for Jewish big brothers and sisters.
Yes.
And this was a Jewish, I think, newspaper, right, from the report?
Yeah, it was the JewishPress.com, so it didn't come from AFE. Yeah, this was a Jewish source. And
So you believe this?
Yeah,
well, that's very interesting. That's very interesting.
Now, the interesting thing, Mike, is that all of the stories today detail, and this will answer the question that people have out there. They'll say, well, if we have a Jewish-controlled press, then, how does this information get out? Well, here's how it gets out. Okay, now, once the cat was out of the bag, it has appeared on the Jewish, website, thejewishpress.com, that indeed he spent a summer as a counselor, and let's face it, folks, if he were a Christian, they probably would not have allowed him in there to act as maybe a dishwasher or a latrine scrubber, but they would not have allowed him as a Christian to be a counselor there. But anyway,
for Jewish kids, no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for these Jewish
not
kids,
not the chosen ones. So
yeah, so but the news stories today coming out on the mainstream news outlets, they all mentioned that he had worked as a counselor at a day camp, but they never mentioned that it was
exclusively. Of course not. We can't mention the name Jew. But when a Jew is convicted of crime, it's white, right?
Right. That's right.
It just makes sense.
Well, you know what's interesting here is now, it is entirely possible that the guy is not Jewish. But
well,
what's
he was raised Presbyterian. That's another reason I called.
What's that?
He was raised as a Presbyterian. This is the information. I have not done a lot of research. Raised as a Presbyterian, but when he was, before medical school and college, went to this Jewish camp for big brothers and sisters.
That's very interesting.
And I think he's mind control or
that's
something.
That's very, very interesting that has been kept under wraps, because I guarantee you, if he had been a counselor at a Christian school,
you bet.
That would have been the word Christian would have been used again and again and again.
And again. Or if he had been Muslim.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, there's no way this would not have been deemed a complete terrorist act.
Yeah, absolutely.
Killer. Yeah, something is really, really fishy with this. But
well, if I
Mark,
could, I know it's a little bit off topic.
You do go by that. Oh yeah, with the UN, is that what you're referring to?
I'm sorry. Say that again, please.
With the UN, you know, the gun ban. Is that
no? I
did
honestly
you say timing.
My take on this is very simple. Okay, his behavior is perfectly predictable. Okay, for 50 years, the United States and the West in general has been subjected to this deliberate psychological programming to turn us into a violent civilization so that we will go out and kill 1.5 billion Muslims for Israel and these organized Jewish interests. So, you know, I mean, this kind of thing happens in this country several times a year. It doesn't have to necessarily be that he was taken away, whisked into some laboratory. I think he's just, he's been raised
could
as a
be.
Typical American.
Could be. Love you both. I know you have other callers.
Shelley, thanks very much for your call.
Paper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Are you completely fed up with being dependent on those fat cat electricity monopolies that raise your rates again and again? Are you terrified about how you'll keep your home and family safe when a power crisis happens? 123/power.com has set up a free video presentation that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they are: incompetent lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy, others have called it a cover-up, and you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. The video at 123/power.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret to slash your power bill and beat the electricity monopoly for good. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123/power.com and discover one weird trick to cut your power bill and protect your home. Easy to remember, 123/power.com. Go watch the video now before they shut it down. Again, that's 123/power.com.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are wrapping up the hour here. We have a couple minutes left. I'm going to thank Mark Glenn right now, but I want to try to squeeze in one more caller, Mark, if we could. We have Max calling. Max, go ahead.
Hello?
Hello, Max.
Mike, thanks very much for having me on the program.
Hey, Max.
Hey, Mark, how you doing, too? I'd like to thank... of all people, our foolish Jewish zealot for a couple of things. First, for getting Mark back on your program, Mike. And second, for giving us a live illustration of organized Jewish values and organized Jewish tactics. I mean, how stupid can these people be? You know, the days of these cowardly threats happening in a vacuum are over.
Yes,
well,
and I would differ, though, a little bit, Max. I don't think they're stupid. I think what they are is criminally insane. And so they don't, you know, they don't think that we stupid Gentiles are smart enough to actually figure out, you know, how they play this game of chess. And that's the problem. I mean, they do have a diabolic mentality that's the product of this, you know, this very backwards, regressive religion that they, or this cult that they call a religion. But that's the problem. It's not that they're stupid. They're quite intelligent, devious, you know, cunning, I guess, is the right word. Mm-hmm. But I agree with you. And, you know, all we have to do is understand that we're not playing checkers here, but that we're playing chess and apply these rules, and then we can beat these people at this game.
Yeah. Well, here we are in our tens of thousands talking about this. And, I mean, to take a page out of your book, Mark, this is the equivalent of the crazy woman from the movie Fatal Attraction showing up at the door with a butcher knife.
Exactly.
I mean,
that's right, Alex Forrest.
This is the deranged slave master walking through his herd of human cattle with an electric prod getting his jollies.
Well, you know, let me throw something out here as we wrap this up, and it's quite apropos under the circumstances. You know, there have been a number of people, serious people, students of education and of psychology, who have asserted that this Holocaust education that we have in our schools, this enforced propagandizing about the Holocaust, our beloved Holocaust, that has desensitized the young people in America in particular to violence.
Mm-hmm.
And that is one of the reasons why we have so many young people erupting in outrages of violence of the kind that we saw in Colorado, you know, assuming that this is just what it appears to be. But we know that it's happened all over the country time and time again. And that is the consequence of Holocaust education. I mean, you know, we don't allow children into R-rated or into R-rated films because of violence.
Right.
And yet every day in first, second, third grade on up through high school, we have courses on the Holocaust in which we see stacks of dead bodies and we hear constant discussion of violence.
Yep.
So I blame, and I'm going to say this is going to upset some of our listeners, I blame the Jewish community in America for the violence in America that is happening.
Mm-hmm.
They are inserting this mindset into our culture, into our education, into the minds of young people, and making these things possible. And I would like to see every Holocaust education book, and let me say it, I'm advocating book burning. I think we should take every Holocaust education book, every book about the Holocaust, take them out and burn them publicly. To hell with the Holocaust.
Yep, absolutely.
Literally, absolutely.
Yep. Well, Mark, you really are a shining example to all of us on how to deal with bottom-feeding creatures like this. And I hope that our Jewish friend, wherever he is tonight, is having a sleepless night thinking about all thousands of people that are talking about what happened today with you and these threats that were directed towards your person and your family.
Thank you, Matt.
Max, thanks for your call. Mark, thanks again. Appreciate it. Thanks to RBN for making these hours possible. God bless America. God bless the world. And to hell with our enemies.